This article originally appeared on MyMMAnews.com. Ciryl Gane and the Technical Advancement of Heavyweight MMA. UFC 265 was a fantastic fight card, but looming over everything was the dismantling of Derek Lewis by relative UFC newcomer Ciryl Gane. The Frenchman displayed technical superiority on the feet that hasn't been seen in the UFC above 205 pounds. The picking apart of Lewis, a fan favorite, sent shivers down the spine of the entire heavyweight division. Heavyweight and light heavyweight has long been lambasted as the divisions that were technical skills were not all that common. When compared to flyweight and bantamweight, seeing the high skill technical fights stand up is all too common. But at heavyweight, swinging and banging, a Derek Lewis reference, has been the norm. We've seen technical fighters at heavyweight before. Think about Curtis Blaydes and Fabricio Werdum, both very good fighters on the ground. There have been decent strikers in the past as well, like Junior Dos Santos, but nothing to the degree of Ciryl Gane. Don't shit yourself, I'm not calling Ciryl Gane the Muhammad Ali of the UFC heavyweight division or anything that wild, but I am pointing some of the similarities out how Ali and Gane approach fighting at heavyweight. Both Ali and Gane are very mobile, something that can baffle a plodding heavyweight and tire them out for chasing. Ali famously had the Ali Shuffle, where he danced around the ring picking apart his opponents. Ali was fast, crafty, and tough to keep in front of you. That is what Gane brings to the table. Where Muhammad Ali had the Shuffle, the Gane Shuffle is the karate stance that we see in old Conor McGregor and Stephen Thompson today. The motion is completely alien to the UFC's heavyweight roster. In addition to Derek Lewis, this karate stance has really baffled some of the better strikers in the division like Dos Santos and Rozenstruik. What makes Ciryl Gane so baffling to his opposition is due to the creativity and breadth of his stand-up. Gane beats Lewis from pillar to post, outstriking him 112-16, going to the head 50 times, the body 16, and the legs 32 times. But with Gane, it's not just where he's throwing his strikes. It's how he's doing it. Specifically, the leg kicks at UFC 265, Gane utilized velocity differences to keep Lewis guessing. In an analogy baseball fans can understand, Gane essentially has a low kick fastball and a changeup. When a pitcher loads up a batter with a fastball coming north of 100 miles an hour at times, it conditions the batter to that speed. After a fastball or two, the pitcher can come with a changeup which clocks in around the mid-80s on the speed gun. The batter will swing early and get a strike. The method works in reverse as well. A pitcher will come with a changeup or another off-speed pitch and then burn them with the fastball. The conditioning of the batter by the pitcher gives them a big advantage. Gane does this to Lewis with his leg kicks, which slow down and take the power away from a clubber like Derek Lewis. He conditioned Lewis with a few low kicks that didn't come at him too fast, like the oblique kick. Next thing Lewis knew, Gane launches a missile at his legs, folding the heavyweight's legs. Speaking of legs, Ciryl Gane's footwork is fantastic. His footwork is above and beyond any heavyweight we've seen. When he's not straight up running away from Derek Lewis, which is warranted if we're being honest, he does well exiting out on angles, giving his opponents nothing and swinging at air. In a division where plodding forward and throwing haymakers is the norm, Gane shines like someone out of the Matrix. The fights for Ciryl Gane are tremendous coming forward. Francis Ngannou is obviously next. With Bond Gaiman holding the interim belt, unification is the only fight in the cards. Much was made of the improvement of Francis Ngannou upon beating Stipe Miocic. But has his striking, has his footwork, and more importantly, has his patience improved that much? Ciryl Gane is an incredibly frustrating fighter to go out against, and he will need every ounce of it he can get when Ngannou locks horns with Gane. There's also the potential John Jones matchup, a legacy fight. Jones will be fast and longer than Gane. His reputation will precede him, but he struggled with stand-up fighters recently, namely Dominic Reyes. Will he be able to handle striking that are several tiers above that in Ciryl Gane? Finally, the heavyweight GOAT, Miocic. more title defenses than any heavyweight champion, and a relatively smart IQ. Will Miocic be able to solve Ciryl Gane? The possibilities are endless for the UFC's newest champion. Of course, Ngannou is first and will not be taken lightly. But should he be able to conquer that mountain? The world is Ciryl Gane's oyster.